continue our series on the fruits of the Spirit by talking about joy. We all want it, but what is it and what's keeping us from experiencing it? We get honest about why we struggle to be joyful, acknowledging that joy requires intense vulnerability and a choice. We share what joy looks like, ways to cultivate joy in our everyday lives, and wrap it up by sharing some truths about joy all wrapped up in hope. Thanks for being here. The host of the Girl on a Hill podcast, where we encourage you to stop hiding, start shining, and to be the woman you were created to be. You can download Girl on a Hill podcast on your favorite podcast app, such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Thanks for listening, and now let's head to the hill.
Hey, welcome to Girl on a Hill. I have got Jolene and Crystal with me today.
Hello.
Hi. You know what? And it is fitting. We are loopy and we are laughing right now. We are talking about joy.
Yay, joy.
So I'm happy that we're laughing.
Yeah.
You know, it makes it happier. If we were all in a depressed, angry mood right now, it'd be a lot harder to talk about joy.
It's cookies. Oh. We fix that.
Yes, we do have some in the kitchen.
I know I ate some.
So joy. We all want it.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, but it's...
I want it all the time.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's very elusive. And not very many of us... have it.
Right.
In fact, I think collectively we're less joyful than ever.
I would say yes.
Like you look around at the world.
Yeah.
And I think that's for a lot of reasons. But the primary reason that I think is because we think about joy the same way we think about happiness.
That's what I was thinking right now. I'm like, people think it's happy and it's not.
Yeah. It super trips us up because they're not interchangeable words.
New. Right.
And joy is not, as some people suggested as I studied, happiness on steroids.
Right. No.
It's not.
That would be coffee.
For some. And it isn't the absence of sadness either. Mm-hmm. So what is it?
Let's find
out. Tell us.
Now, as with our last podcast, the dictionary, as Jolene would say, is trash.
You're welcome.
Yes. Now, no wonder so many of us are walking around without love and joy because we can't even define them properly.
Mm.
So, yet again, the dictionary defined joy as a feeling.
Mm. Dictionary, no. You are wrong.
Seriously, those Cambridge and Merriam-Webster, like, y'all.
I mean, they
do so good in so many areas, yes. And you have failed us here.
Yes, you have. Mm. Now, we're going to get into that nonsense in a bit, but joy runs so much deeper than our feelings. Mm,
thank goodness.
I was just going to say that. Like, thank God, because my feelings are not trustworthy.
No.
Yeah. Now, familylife.com described it as this. Joy is gladness that is completely independent of the good or bad things that happen in the course of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Compassion International said this. In its truest expression, joy transforms difficult times into blessings and turns heartache into gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Last one, pureflix.com said, joy is an internal state of being rooted in our soul's peace and communion with Christ.
Mm-hmm. Who knew some of those even would have had definitions?
I know, right?
And I love Compassion International. Had no idea
they would define things. Yeah.
Definitions on there. Or Pureflix.
Pureflix, right? Yeah. I know. Like, I check out the breadth of the internet for all y'all.
Fair.
Okay, so we're going to talk about what joy looks like.
Yes.
Okay. Again, you want to be on this list. Mm-hmm. You want to see these things reflected in yourself. Number one, joy is grateful and content.
Mm-hmm.
Not things we're super good at. Mm-hmm. But a good thing to be talking about in November.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Joy serves others. Mm-hmm. And seeks out ways to care for others.
That's why it's after love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh.
They're holding hands.
Aww. This one is hard to wrap your head around, but we're going to talk about it a little more later. Joy feels and deals with their feelings.
Mm.
We're going to talk about why that's a block later.
Yeah.
Joy practices forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Real hard to be joyful if you're holding on to that resentment.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
That will eat you alive, friend. Joy enjoys meaningful relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be connected to people. Even you introverts. Mm-hmm. Even me. This one is huge and I love it. Joy is a slower paced life.
I like that one.
I do too. And it makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. So much sense. This is one that has been like foundational for us for a while now. Joy delights, wonders, and seeks to see the good.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
One definition I came across was that joy is a source of delight. Mm. I like that. Mm. So joy is what enables you to delight in things. Mm-hmm. Like to care about the butterfly or the whatever. And joy is connected to their purpose and uses their gifts. Mm. Real hard to be joyful if you're not doing what you were created to do. Yeah. Want to know why we struggle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of reasons.
I believe you.
In these.
I was like, we can think of some on our own.
But I want to get into this stuff because then we can fix it.
Right.
Like, we got to figure out where we're tripping up because it's going to be different for all of us. Mm-hmm. This, I'm starting out the exact same way I started out with love.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. I started out on love because love is scary. It makes us have to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And I'm starting out the same way here. Joy is scary. Now, that sounds contradictory. It's not. Oh, it's all over the research. You look this up. It is. Joy is freaking scary. Brené Brown, again, one of my favorite researchers ever. Mm-hmm. She did a whole TED talk on joy. If you want to go look at it, it's really good. Mm-hmm. She says that joy is the most vulnerable emotion we feel.
Really?
Huh. And this is all over. I mean, like, there's so many articles. Mm-hmm. So when you're feeling it, you have something to lose. And feeling joy requires uncertainty and emotional risk. Casey Resolve said, the fear of losing the people or experiences that bring us joy stops us from being vulnerable and allowing ourselves to feel joy in the first place. I have some examples. Well, I don't want to fall in love because I could lose the person. Mm-hmm. I don't want to take the trip because it will end. I don't want to try this new hobby because I might not be perfect at it. Mm-hmm. Joy requires intense vulnerability, and we're scared to death of being vulnerable. We'd rather camp out in that valley of the wounded we talked about several weeks ago. Mm. Okay, now to get deeper into this, and this I have felt so powerfully for so many years, Brené Brown said it like this: don't squander joyful moments waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Whenever I get really happy or something goes really good for our family, I immediately start to think, when's the crap coming?
Yeah. My sister and I have talked about that many times. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, no. I'm too happy.
Yeah.
I'm too content.
Something bad is coming. And I get so superstitious about it. I'm like, I even put twisted and put God into it when he's not in it, where I'm like, well, he's just given me this happy time to prepare me for the crud that's coming.
Oh, yeah. That's terrible.
It's called foreboding joy, and it's wrong, and it's sin, and it's a trap. Yeah. Mm. Don't do it. Don't do it. So she said, a lively table talking about Brené's work said this, and it feels me in all the feels. We either live life expecting the worst, or we rehearse tragedy in our mind. Mm-hmm. So good at that.
I'm great at it as well.
Yeah. Constantly preparing for the pain of what might happen to take away our joy. This keeps us from fully experiencing joy, making many of us joy-starved.
Very true. I'm only quiet because I'm processing this. And so I'm seeing some behaviors in myself right now. And like, you need to use your words and talk. I'm like, yes, but I'm also processing.
Yeah.
Why do we do that?
I don't know.
I mean, that's terrible because we do.
Yeah. Every time something could happen.
But like, I never thought about it until you're reading it. And I was like, oh, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. It's terrible. Yeah. I've been here way, way too many times. Mm-hmm. I've been terrified to be happy because I think it's all going to go away. Mm-hmm. So I quote unquote self-protect.
Mm-hmm.
And I back away and I disengage from people. Yeah. And I put up walls, but in doing that, I miss all the good,
yeah,
all the joy, because I'm protecting myself from what maybe could happen.
Right. And generally, our maybes don't actually.
Oh my gosh,
true.
No!
Not that not good things don't happen,
right?
They do.
Yes.
But They're not in any way that we were prepared for, no. that we try to protect ourselves from. So
and here's the thing. If you act like that, if you act like stupid Becky, if you're never vulnerable, you're never going to know joy. Yeah, you're going to miss it.
That's terrible.
That's sad.
I mean, being vulnerable means when you're being fully yourself, you're fully present, you're fully seen, you're fully all in. Mm-hmm. Where's joy outside of any of those things? Yeah. Where is joy when you're people-pleasing or living without boundaries?
Not.
Where is joy when you aren't connected to your purpose? Mm-hmm. Where is joy without meaningful relationships that require you to be fully seen, known, and heard?
Right.
Yeah.
Good point.
It's hard. Yeah. It's hard. So, yes.
Who knew joy would be so
joy
hard?
Joy is scary. Joy is scary.
Didn't know that.
And this is another one where why we struggle that was similar to love mm-hmm. is we have wrong expectations. Yeah. Mm. Now, this is really tricky because some of life's very biggest things do bring us joy. Mm-hmm. Like, the problem being is that we're not falling in love, meeting our newborn baby, traveling, or getting our dream job every day.
Right.
Rude.
You know? I know. Like, yeah. You're like, you're very rarely
There's
doing that.
Short seasons.
Yeah. Yes. So, like we talked about in our episode on love, joy isn't just in the grand. Mountaintop joy is easy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we all feel joy when we're doing that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm riding the teacups or I just got the job or, like, right. David's super cute that day, it's like, yeah, yeah, joy. But, you know, when I'm folding laundry on a Tuesday, yeah. mm-hmm. here's the thing, joy's available
on the Tuesday.
On the Tuesday. Yes. Because this is a podcast about everyday joy, not crazy sometimes experienced joy. To quinote, what's up with me, Becky? To quote Brene Brown again, joy comes to us in the ordinary moments, and we often miss it chasing the extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
We got to learn to think about joy as the regular days, because that's what life is.
Regular. True.
Yeah. Here we go. Comparison.
Oh.
Joy killer.
Yeah. Now, I do not like cliches, mm-hmm. and if something's made it to, like, mug status... I usually don't. Yes, she knows what I mean. Mm. Your grandma's got it on a pillow. But comparison is the thief of joy. You know?
True.
It's true for Theodore Roosevelt. It's still true now. Mm-hmm. It totally steals your joy because when you're comparing, well, guess what you don't have anymore? Gratitude.
Yeah. Yeah. If we go back to we're not enough.
Oh.
Yeah.
And not just we. But my relationship's not enough. Oh, yeah. My job's not enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't compare and be grateful at the same time. Right. And you can't have joy without gratitude.
Hmm.
So don't compare. It's such a bad thing. Talking about anything, it steals everything from you.
Even self-comparison, I'm thinking, but I could do all that yesterday. That was yesterday.
Yes.
Or last week.
You have a shifting capacity.
Right. Capacities are different.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Holy crud, Becky. Okay, no. Three or four more.
Okay.
I came up with a lot of reasons why joy is hard. Mm-hmm. Because it is, and I want to fix it. Because I want joy to be in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Happiness is a feeling. Joy is an attitude.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And we're a feelings-based people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know about y'all, but my feelings in any given moment kind of dictate.
Yeah. Shifting sand there, I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's sadly not just how my life's going to go. It's how everybody else around me's day is going to go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's sad how often my feelings set the tone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's how we live, how we treat people, what we're going to do, what I'm going to choose today. We'll talk more about that later, but it is possible to have joy in the middle of difficult emotions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In fact, as familylife.com put it, joy denotes a supernatural gladness given by God's spirit that actually seems to show up best during hard times.
Like when Paul and Silas were in jail and they were singing.
Yes.
I've wondered about that a lot. That was a choice.
Oh, yeah.
That was a choice. It's not like TV jails. It was gross.
Yeah.
No. There were rats, I'm sure.
Yeah. It's a choice. It's an attitude. Joy is not a feeling. And to dive a little deeper or think about it in a different way, Sometimes I write things that hurt my feelings. Joy can share space with other feelings. Happiness can't. That's how you know if it's a bigger deal than feeling happy. But if I'm just feeling happy and a kid mouths off to me, happiness gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if I am joyful and a kid mouths off to me, I can still know that my life is good and things are good and God is great and be okay.
Yeah.
I'm not derailed. Right. Here we go. Joy transcends the moment. We are wrapped up in our moments. The right now always feels really, really super big and important. I put we live amongst the molehills. And joy is not letting the crummy 5 minutes or the sassy remark or the bad grade on the quiz or the rude customer, etc., lead you to say that your entire day was terrible. I do this all the time.
That's a really good point, is because that is, we're feeling that at that very moment. And we're going to let it dictate everything.
Everything. And remove the goodness from the whole rest of your day.
And make us not as fun to be around for other people.
Yeah. And it just shifts our whole focus and our whole mindset. Well, the world is terrible and everything is out to get me. And joy doesn't last because, see, bad things happen.
They do.
But, it's sometimes the bad thing that happened was just this minute
little
thing that happens to everybody. Mm-hmm. It's not the world is out to get you. This is just a thing. Joy accepts that not every moment is going to be good and that we can still be okay when something goes wrong.
Right. It's true.
It is true. Okay. Last one. We have a hard time being joyful because selfishness undermines joy. I don't think we like to talk about how we're selfish.
We are selfish, though.
But don't you experience more joy in serving others?
Yes. Yeah. Principle of the Bible right there, yo. Yes. And if you think about it, the more time you spend thinking about yourself, the more suffering you're going to have.
I've thought about that a lot, actually. It's like if we all just stop thinking about ourselves so darn much and our feelings.
Your world gets a lot bigger. And when I'm thinking about Becky, it's like, how is everything affecting me? I want my happiness, my thing. It's so backwards. We think if we work to get everything we want just the way we want it all the time, which is impossible, that we'll be happy. But that totally backfires. Because in doing so, you've stepped on all these other people. You've alienated the people that you love.
And on the rare occasions it does go exactly how you planned out, it's not that satisfying.
No, it's really not. It doesn't last.
No.
The feeling doesn't last. So let's talk about some ways to cultivate joy.
Okay.
All right, let's get to the good stuff. Even though the first thing I'm going to tell you is hard and not like, go laugh and play a board game on the beach. Like,
oh,
that might work for you. But no, that's not what I'm going to say. Feel your feelings.
Yeah. You text me that this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was having a hard day. And it was like the best thing is like, you know what? You get to feel what you feel.
Thought about that for a while.
You do. You're not going to tell your friend they're right or wrong, especially when they're being silly. But they're... Like, you get a feel what you feel. I can tell you now because you're not in that moment. But
I slept. Life got better.
Yeah, that's it. So much gets better when you sleep.
I know.
Dave tells me that all. He's like, why are you trying to solve this at night? You'll think differently tomorrow. Oh, what?
Sleeping.
Anyway, this one is going to feel really backwards, but it's necessary. But we've learned this, that unprocessed pain leads to suffering.
Yeah.
But we want to leave it unprocessed.
Because we want to ignore it.
Yeah, I would shove it down. I got room.
I always have room. Sure.
I'm a pit. And then we want to numb it. I'm just going to not feel anything. But
sit and watch the series.
I'm just going to not feel. But if you numb the crud, you also numb the light.
Yep.
So, yeah, you can't just numb the bad stuff. The good stuff goes with it. So if you're numbing the pain, guess what? Joy goes away. So, no. And if you listen, we've talked about this, but if you ignore those negative emotions, they're just going to fester and grow and get infected. No, deal with them. You have to deal with them. I know it's hard. Number two, mindfulness. Mm. This was literally on every slide I looked at while I studied. It makes a lot of sense. How often are we focused on the next thing?
All the time.
All the time. Or like the big thing we're waiting for mm-hmm. or hoping for or dreaming about. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really good to have goals and dreams. Like, I'll be the first person to tell you that. Like, shoot for the big thing. Think about the next thing. Plan for it. But when we're focusing all of our attention on something that's not actually here, we're missing the now. Mm. And you're kind of missing your whole life. And it's really, really hard to be full of joy when you're always saying, I'm going to be happy when. Mm-hmm. Joy is finding the now. Mm-hmm. One site I read, I really liked it, said to find the micro moments.
That would make sense.
Yeah. But it's, I get hyper focused on that. Like, life is just going to be really good when this problem is taken care of. And there's
when my kid sleeps
tomorrow.
X amount of hours right. yeah. or listens perfectly or.
Good luck with that.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. There's always going to be something else. Even when we get the then.
Yeah.
Sometimes the then causes all these new issues. And you're like, oh, life's never going to be what you want. Yeah. You got to find the joy right this second. Okay, now this one's a fun one. Do what you love.
Hmm.
We talked about that a lot during our rest series, but we're, as adults, pretty bad at having fun.
Yeah.
Like, real bad. And we're also pretty bad at enjoying our life.
Right.
Like, we've made everything about tasks and work and perfection. And listen, I don't care who you are listening to me, but you need the restoration that comes from doing what you like doing. You need to do it.
Quietly laughing because I have a 20-month-old and we're figuring out what he likes, but he's real good at enjoying it.
Yes. Kids are such good examples.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, they are free.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
Yes. Yes. Prioritize enjoying your life and watch the joy show up. Another way to think about this is ba-bam to be a kid. Literally wrote those words. Because when you were a kid, you let yourself have fun.
Right.
True.
Yeah. You lost track of time.
Right.
When was the last time any of us lost track of time doing something? Not binging a show.
I was going to say.
Because I do that. But when it's I've been doing something actually fun and restorative. Uh-huh. And
very rare. I don't know.
Yeah. Because even when I do the thing I love, it's like, okay, I've got 15 minutes to walk.
Yeah.
That's not letting myself lose track of time. That's.
Well, because you got to make dinner I don't know.
There's always another. But we need to make time to play mm-hmm. and laugh and be silly and pursue our interests. And we used to do that when we were kids, we didn't have the guilt and the shame that came from having fun. Why do we make it feel shameful now?
Should
it
be?
No.
I don't like that I still feel guilty sometimes if David says, what'd you do today? And I'm like, I read a whole book.
Or sitting on the couch with my kid. Just having a snuggle with the sleeping baby.
Yeah. There's nothing shameful in doing something that makes you happy. Find the 8-year-old inside of you, even just once in a while. What did 8-year-old you love to do? You probably still like doing it. The next one is really good, and I'm doing it right now. Lean into your connections. Mm-hmm. It is true. As introverted as I am, I do feel happier when I connect with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Now, we've talked about this a little bit. Cultivate relationships with the people who lift your soul. Mm-hmm. Stay away from the drains.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've been open about this on the pod before, but I've been really backwards in this area because when I get stressed out, connection is the first thing I cut.
Yeah.
Because it feels expendable.
Right.
So basically, when I need joy the most, I throw out a solid and easy source of it. Mm-hmm. That's dumb. Don't be like Becky. Talk to your friends. You know, we're wired for connection. Mm-hmm. Spend time with the people who make you better.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It helps. Make time for the people who fill your soul. I like this one from mindfullittles.org. Notice what's not wrong.
Oh, yes.
I need to work on that one, but yeah.
I'm real good at noticing what's wrong. Mm-hmm. What's not wrong? Think about this. What is working? What's going good for you right now? Why are we so bad for that? Because on any given day, even on a day that feels terrible, so much is actually going right for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like so much. Mm-hmm. We take for granted a lot of the stuff that's going right for us, like that we live indoors and...
Are you breathing well? That sounds like a joke, but like, are your lungs functioning properly? Yes. Are you able to walk up the stairs under your own power? Little thing.
Yeah. We take so much.
Hot water?
I mean, I've got like 15 kinds of cereal at my house. I mean, like, that's stuff's awesome. Going right for me. You know, stuff is going right. So focus on the good regardless of the bad.
Mm-hmm.
And not waiting to see the good until there isn't any bad. You're going to be waiting
a long time.
Yes. This one, I save this one for last because it's really important, is take away the pressure from yourself as you're learning to do this.
It's a tough pressure.
It is.
We put a lot on ourselves.
Oh, it's not going to be perfect.
Yeah, we read the fruits of the spirit and then we're just like, oh, crud, you're a horrible person because you don't have any of these things.
I don't know if I told you, I've been praying through this with the kids at nighttime because I'm struggling.
Yeah.
And I want them to know they're tiny. They're not going to consciously remember. But if I sit here and I pray through it with them, maybe some of it'll sink into myself too. But I'm like, I'm not good at these.
Yeah. It's a...
No.
It's rough. So give yourself grace.
Uh-huh.
Know that this is a process. How long did it take us to get through some of that stuff we've been learning with spring cleaning 2 years ago? I mean, it takes time.
Tough series.
This is going to be tough. It's a choice. All of these things, love, joy, peace, patience, they're choices and they're daily choices. And it's like forgiveness where you have to choose it 634 times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to be natural.
No.
Or easy for you.
It will get better sometimes.
Yeah.
But not easy.
You're human. So just... Take away the pressure. You're not a bad wife, mom, Christian, whatever, if you're not doing this perfectly. Right. Okay, I've got some truths today.
Okay.
That's how we're going to wrap up. Joy can hurt. Talked about joy being scary. I wanted to include this quote because I really liked it. This was one of the first things I wrote down for the series. This is from Melanie Dale. People always talk about the difference between joy and happiness. I've decided the big difference is that joy hurts. Happiness is a wonderful feeling, and joy is a daily dying to your original plans and scooping up God's plans and not hating him for them.
Oh,
wow, that's big.
That's real big. And that would be joy. Because I didn't want to get into the theology of joy today, but could it be that joy is found when we trust God and surrender our will for his and are okay with whatever he has?
You're right, but I don't want you to be.
Yeah, I don't have the quote, but I saw a meme, and it was something along like, your story isn't over yet, but quit picking up the pen.
Uh-huh.
You know? It was worded way better than that, but that's the point of when we sit here and we plan every second, and then we sit there and also plan every bad, horrible thing that's going to happen along with that, which doesn't happen 99% of the time. Not that other things don't happen that then we take as bad. It's interesting.
Yeah. I just think maybe we would be so much more joyful if we were just like, okay, dude, I trust you.
Yeah.
You know better. Because so much of my unhappiness and joy, like unjoyfulness, is when I'm pushing my own way through.
Yeah. I've never thought of joy as being scary. And boy,
you've really... You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you again, Becky.
Yeah. I know. That's what I'm here for. Bring the pain.
Punch me a few more times.
Okay. Number two. Life works better when we're joyful.
Life runs better on joy.
It does. Mm-hmm. I spent a lot of time like taking pride in my seriousness. And I sinfully thought that made me better than other people. When it really just made me living, well, proud, but less abundantly than necessary.
Mm-hmm.
When there's this amazing resource given to me by the Holy Spirit available for me and I'm choosing not to.
Right.
Why? This is dumb. And joy adds to our life, makes it better, fuller.
Yeah.
And not only that, a pastor pointed out in a sermon I read that joy complements love and hope, which we're commanded to be full of. And it's super hard to be loving and hopeful when you're joyless.
It's true.
Yeah. It's true.
Super hard. If I don't have joy, I'm not going to be very loving. I'm not going to be a great mom. How am I going to tell?
Have hope?
Exactly. How do you tell someone about the love of Jesus? And like, we have this great hope. And Debbie Don. Wow. What does she have?
That's not a place I want to go, right?
I want to go to that church. No. Telling you. Wow. Okay, this is a really big truth, and I want you to hear me. Joy is there, and is there right now, available for you. If you are waiting for something to happen for joy to arrive, you're doing it wrong.
I'm pretty sure it's low-hanging fruit if we know where to look.
Yes, regular places. Again, with Compassion International, said something I could not stop thinking about. Inside everyone, there is an untapped reservoir of potential for joy. Just like hanging out inside my heart. Just untapped. Untapped. Like available for me. When I'm desperately thirsty for joy and I have it all, I'm like, nah, I'm going to go there. We have this abundant resource for the taking and we're ignoring it. C.S. Lewis said, no soul that seriously and constantly desires joy will ever miss it. Those who seek find. To those who knock, it is opened. It is there, folks. But it is a choice. It's not going to magically happen. You have to pick it. And last but not least, I couldn't write about joy without thinking about the song. Now, I grew up singing that I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart.
Where?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I love you so much more right now. I think it was Salty. Was that Salty?
Maybe.
I don't know. It was a Sunday school song from the 80s for sure.
I haven't thought about Salty in a while.
I know. But I was thinking about that song as I was studying because it got in my head. Hey, maybe it finally got What Is Love out of my head. And now you're going to be singing. Joy, joy, joy. No, okay.
And they're back in there.
They're both. Like, I got a playlist for you. I should make playlists for the series.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Man. Okay. Because I've got all the spare time. So the verses, though, that follow that first one, I don't think are any accident. So holla to the person who wrote that song. As kids, after we sang that having joy deep down in our hearts, we next sang about the having the peace that passes understanding. And then after that, we have the wonderful love of our blessed Redeemer. And I don't think I don't think that was an accident. Those things are linked. You can tap into your joy when you have the peace that passes understanding. And biggest one, you can tap into joy when you know that you have the wonderful love of your blessed Redeemer way down in the depths of your heart. So I'm going to end with that. I ended it the same way with love. If you want joy, guess where it is. By the way, spoiler, he's going to be the answer to all of these.
Oh. We got just like,
what?
Regular Sunday school answers.
Church ladies are talking about Jesus. Okay, we're loopy. We got to go downstairs. We love you so much. Thank you for being here with us. We hope you have a great week full of joy.
Yes.
Bye. We'll be back talking about, well, I'm not going to tell you. You go look it up in the Bible. See you next week.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Girl on a Hill podcast. Please help us out by sharing the podcast with your friends, connecting with us on social media, and leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We're here to climb the hill with you as we all work to stop hiding, start shining, and be the women we were created to be. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.